the names of three states end with OTA. Call District 7,
0, 4, or 5.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Mostly clear at 53, and the answer is 0, the 0 call area.
And that is correct. I guess that's North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota.
I would say you're right.
See, us Canadians know more about the U.S. than the U.S. know about themselves.
I'm sure you're right.
Number 3, what was WWV's call sign before it moved to Colorado from Maryland? KWV, KVW, WWW, or WWV?
I don't think it had any other call sign except for WWV, so I'm going to go with D, Delta.
And that is correct. I think they thought that was going to be a trip. Provided they have a gear to do so, and the staff we know how, and the staff who know how, to ship to sea and registered vessels still use CWSOS on the high seas for emergency transmission. And then in brackets it says, assuming other modern communication systems are on board. A, no. B, only military. C, only if no other modes are available. Or D, only if really sinking.
How about C, Charlie?
And C is correct. What year was the YLRL organized? 1929, 1939, 1949, or 1959?
I think it was A, Alpha, 1929.
Oh, well, you're 10 out. You got a 9 right. Well, I guess it was 9 on all of them. It was 1939.
All right.
Which ham radio magazine publisher also published the first flight magazine, that EYTE magazine? A, QFT, B, CQ, C, 73, or D, ham radio?
I think it might have been something Wayne Green was involved with. I'm going to go with the 73, C, Charlie.
Correct. FSK stands for frequency stable key, frequency shifting key, or frequency shunting key.
And we know that it's frequency shift keen. And I was going to mention to you, actually, the Heathkit Marauder had a position on the mode switch for FSK.
I did not know that. When I was doing it, it was just into the microphone. Yeah, that was it. Okay. In Australia, the maximum amount of output power allowed on 10-meter sideband for an advanced operator is 100, 1500, 400, or 10-1.
I'm gonna say 400 watts. C, Charlie.
And 400 is correct. Too bad that John guy wasn't on there. He'd be all over that, jumping on us, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he. I think he might come under the heading that just because you talk to him on the radio doesn't mean you're going to invite him for dinner.
Unless you wanted to read the whole menu.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If your portable operation includes the prefix LX, London X-ray, in what country are you located? Lithuania, Argentina, Luxembourg, or Norway?
I believe that would be Luxembourg, C, Charlie.
Correct. Okay, for 90%, barring the one when the ladies auxiliary whatever started, upon which of the following choices does an inverted E antenna radiate pattern propagate? Let me start all over. Upon which of the following choices does an inverted E antenna radiation pattern and V point impedance depend? The height of the antenna's lowest end, the antenna's apexical, the type of insulators used, or the length of the feed line?
I'm going to go with the apex angle. B, Bravo.
There you go. So far, since we got back in it, we haven't seen 100% from you. You got to brush up. Get back in the books again, Jim.
Well, we have fun with it, and thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We have our Raichu net tonight, and yeah. And tomorrow I'll have time to run the morning CWT because I'm not leaving till 11:45. But, hey, sounds good, my man. Sounds good. You have a good day, and yeah, that's great. fix up that coat rack. It's a good time of year to fix the coat rack. It won't be getting too much use for a while. So yeah, it's good. You know, you've got that new equipment, and people are coming up with projects for you to be able to use it. And every time you use it, you probably learn something new about it. It's a win-win all the way around for you and the people you're helping.
Well, there's a problem with that thing again, and the fact that I haven't used it. I'm afraid to use it. I've watched more YouTube videos. I've watched another one this morning on how to use it and this and that, but I don't know. Maybe they'll my eyes a little better if they have a little more confidence. They say you got to be a drummer to use the thing. You got to put switch that you feathers of the current up and down, and in your right hand you have the torch. You draw this arc with the tongue to dig, so you, like, you maintain a quarter of an inch distance from the word you're at, and this thing gets so hot that it melts the metal, and then in your left hand you got a long filler rod, which it melts. So you move the arc along, and it melts the thing, and you keep putting the filler rod in to make a puddle, they call it, the puddle, like a well. And so you got three things all at once, and I never could play the drum, though. I don't know. I get all screwed up. One hand doing one thing, and the brain thinking something else. I haven't mastered it yet, and I'm hoping the coat rack isn't an antique, and it's too thin, or whatever, because you got to be careful. I've got a razor or spotter. I don't know about using that. The cake would probably be the best, but we'll see what he's got to offer forward anyway, and go that route. But other than that, we'll have fun. Okay, Matt, well, you have a great day as well. Enjoy. I guess you got your garbage day as well. Go do that, and I'm going to go work on the pond for a few minutes. There was one other thing now I wanted to know. Okay, you take care, Tim. Always a pleasure. We'll keep in touch. I don't know if you're going to be giving a shout tonight after 8 or not, Bob.
Oh, I think so. I'll give you a call, yeah. I'll do that, and I hope you wear safety glasses when you're working with this stuff.
Always, 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 no matter what I do, I put them on. I realize, you know, that how valuable your eyesight is, and working with it, even the shit lying around. Like, I've got two drill presses, and one smaller one I got, the same steel wire wheel that I use for brushing off the weld and roughing that, and every once in a while you feel these pieces of the bristle coming out hitting the arm and that, you know, and if you didn't have glasses on, one of those things hit in the eye or whatever. See, that's, you know, no, I make sure I got all kinds of glasses, the prescription ones even now too. I got that aspect covered. Yeah.
We had to wear safety glasses at all times in the plant. At all times. Yes, sir. Well, you have a good day. I'll catch you. Good luck with the the appointment, and be interested to find out what they find with your ear there, my friend. Take care, and we'll be in touch. B3DZP, WB2KAO. Have a good day. Oh, the grandson already put the street holders out when he came yesterday and did the cat boxes. So they're all out there, and I walked the rest of it out this morning. We have two garbage toters and a recycled toter. Mama wanted two toters, so we have two toters. We managed to fill them up, too, every week.
Well, you're doing something wrong, then. You're causing too much waste. Just me, myself, we aren't allowed to put the garbage out, but every 2 weeks. But every week, you're allowed to put the cans and the cardboard and they call it the green bin, which is all the food scrap and stuff like that, and leaf bags can go out every week. But the actual garbage, it goes out every 2 weeks, and we're allowed two bags. And I only end up with half a bag even after 2 weeks.
Well, Cheryl's been cleaning things out here, so it's okay. We're good. Take care, my friend. Final comment from you, and I'll go ahead and I'll log off.
No comment.
WB2KAO. WB2KAO from W2BYP. W2BYP, WB2KAO. Good morning, John.
Hi, Tim. I just wanted to let you know I did get your message, and yes, I am planning on being at the flea market on Saturday. I'm welcome you to come over and sit whenever you make your way around the facility. I'll be in the RV parking area, and I'll have a little pop there with those chairs. Welcome you to come by, over.
That's outstanding, John. I really look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you when people come by and visit, look at your things. Maybe they'll buy something. I'll bring a couple of bag chairs as well. I can never have enough chairs. As they say, Charlie's going to pick me up around 8 o'clock, and it's just a few minutes from my UTH, so we'll be over there. I'll see what the deal is. I guess they've got a separate food vendor and coffee vendor, and I'll get you a breakfast sandwich, as I always do, and bring that to you. You'll have water or something to drink, right, with your breakfast or whatever, or you make coffee there in the RV as long as you have power, I guess. So looking forward to it, and looking forward to petting megahertz again.
Good. Thank you for leaving the message, and as always, I wish I could get out a little bit more and join you guys. Have haven't been able to do that for a bit. But looking forward to this event. I'm probably not going to sell a whole lot, but it's always fun to catch up with people and see who's doing what to whom and with which. So,
all good.
We'll catch you there. WB2KAO, W2BYD.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, too, a couple weeks ago on the amateur radio newsline, the microwave conference that's going to be held here in the fall got a nice story on amateur radio newsline. And, of course, I thought of you. I think Dave Halliday's call, K2DH, was mentioned as far as people having any questions or wanting to register, but I thought that was great. To have that story on the amateur radio newsline, which plays on here every Saturday at 7 p.m. before the Green Eggs and Hams net at 7:30.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they got a little bit of press in that way. I'm not involved really to any extent other than just being an attending member for the event. I'm looking forward to it, too. I think they're going to do a good job with it. Last time they had it was 2014, and it was a fun event. I go to these occasionally when they are around the U.S. I didn't go to last year's one. It was out in Arizona. I visited quite a few of the others. So it's nice to see it coming back to Rochester also. Yes, Dave's very much involved. Looks like they're doing a great job of getting all that going over.
Well, it certainly sounded that way, and it was good to hear. Both of us are very aware of the high amount of knowledge and technology in this city and in this area. There's a lot of folks that have done some wonderful things and are doing and will do, and it's just good to hear that type of positive press for something like this. To be honest with you, I was not aware of it until the story aired on the amateur radio news line. I know about the microwave conference that happens in the fall in various parts of the area, but I did not know that it was coming here this year until I heard the story. So I just thought I'd mention that. So thanks very much, John, and we'll see you on Saturday. Good to hear you. W2BYP, WB2KAO, and Jimmy RFM, and Billy JPX, myself, and then PP Sitter, 2AJK. We have a little remembrance, Mike McHugh remembrance group. Like, he would log on from Turkey via Echo Link. So we'll be on here, and we're after 9, so if you happen to still be around and want to say hello, that'd be great. WB2KAO. Have a good day. And yeah, we'll be at Rockies next Monday on the 22nd and Calabasella's on the 29th, both at 11.
Okay, Tim, I've got a new standby generator installation here. Generac and full power. What's it? I'm having the propane heat pump hooking up this morning, so I'll leave the radio on in the background while I'm watching work. So, all good. 7-3, say hi to the guys. 2BYP.
Yeah, it's real nice. I know Jimmy been real happy with his, and I think Home Power Systems is the only company that I would hire to do a job like that, and that's all they do, and they do it well. So, we'll see you, buddy. You need your KAO. Bye-bye.
2BYK2CS.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
I did reply to your email, but late last night I got home and cut the lawns and things as such, but there's no pressure. I appreciate your offer, but if you are free, I can swing out. I'm free other than the RDXA meeting tonight, which we get to dinner at 5 o'clock, so if you've got time, you probably do relatively quick things are either going to work or not.
This is actually a good day to do it, and probably later in the morning, I think I was saying to Tim. I'm going to have the house power shut off at some point for the convenience of testing. That's the only thing going on, and I have some later on, too, so bring it on over. We'll take a look. Over.
Give me a time, whatever. Once again, there's no pressure involved here, but give me a time, and I can be there at that one time, and then I'll have to scoot out, obviously, to go come back here and grab everything before the meeting tonight. So, noon, 1, whatever. My primary concern is the KPA 500 did something when apparently there was a connection to the 6-meter antenna that couldn't take power. It didn't seem to have an issue until I, flipped the amp on, and then stuff went pop. Think power. power's up and everything, and visually looks like everything's working fine, but it doesn't seem to be keying. And then secondarily, I always say that I see 2KL laying around with a new power supply that I really don't have any way to test it per se, but those are probably two pretty quick and easy things if we could just throw it on the bench and see if they fire up.
Yeah, that should be fine. Let's say noon. That's a good target.
I've been gone for like 4 days, so getting some paperwork done and things and such. So outstanding. I will see you at noon, and in my email, I did give you my phone number, but you didn't have it, which I believe you do anyway. But if something comes up or you could stop or installation of your generator goes south for some reason, just give me a call and we can reschedule.
Chris, no problem. I'm quite sure I got that. Everything logged into the phone.
Very good. 7-3. We'll see you then. W2BYT.
The end of that KTCS.
K2CS from WB2KAO.
My time, no chat. How have you been, K2CS?
Yeah, real good, Chris. Good morning to you. And, Dave, KCUKOO gave me a call on the phone there just as you and John were having a little visit there, and he had a couple questions for me. But I wanted to say hello, and I know that I was at breakfast with Charlie yesterday, and he said that RDXA meeting tonight will be, of course, devoted to the W2RDX field day effort and whatever. So sounds good. And hopefully we'll be shaking hands on Saturday. Will you be able to make it over to Barnard's?
Yeah, I plan on it, but as usual, double booked. So I'll have to get out of there maybe 2 o'clock or something. I know things wind down early with these things, but still, I've got a concert I'm going to go see in Homer, New York. So I'll have to come home, get unpacked, and head down there. But yeah, I definitely will be there. I'm sure powers that be tonight will make more specific plans. Nothing's really been talked about via email. I'm sure we'll have a presence, but, I'm more of a planning type person. Not faulting anybody that doesn't, communicate well, but everybody's busy, way overly busy. But I just sort of like to know more of what's going on. We got a couple days before that happens, but yes, I will definitely be there.
Yeah, well, you've got an outstanding signal. I don't know if you made any changes or whatever, but I think that's probably
the
best signal that I've heard from you. It sounds like you're right under the
solid. You know how it is, Tim, in this hobby. There's always 4,000 things to do and no time to do it, but I'm glad this thing settled down a little bit. I know sometimes I'm sketchy and things as such, but a couple of changes coax-wise and things apparently straighten this out. I do a lot more listening than chatting, so it stays on in the shed the whole time.
Well, you sound excellent. It's absolutely solid. Of course, things change from day to day with noise floor and things like that, but sure is hearing you well today. I wanted to comment on that. All righty, I'm going to get going here. But we'll have our little group chat here at 9:15, Jimmy and Billy and myself and Pete usually. And as you say, you're always listening. That's great. So very good. By the way, you probably heard that Ed Gable did return home a week ago Monday, a week ago yesterday, and he's gonna be laying it low for a while. It's gonna take time for his body to adapt to the changes in his meds and whatever, but he is in good spirits. Phil Young and I did get over to Unity Rehab to see him once on a Sunday and spend some time with him. He is home, and there's no place like home, that's for sure.
And I can't remember where how he was doing, and I just sort of relayed what I've been listening to on the repeater. It wasn't overly specific, but I'm glad to get that type of an update. I mean, there's a lot of people that may not be on this repeater or whatever that Ed knows and are concerned about him. I can't remember specifically where I was questioned recently, but I was. So that's good to hear. Yeah, I dropped his name with the field day committee because he always has traffic for us. So, but I did suggest reaching out to Ra-Ra, which I think has been done, to see if there was another local traffic handler to pass a message for us for field day, because that's done that as long as I can remember. And we were going through bonus points, and that's one that I did remember that he took care of. So I dropped his name in that regard. But I think others that are in charge of such things might have gone to other resources that I indicated.
Yeah, real good. Well, we had our second Saturday lunch over to Bill's Long Pond, and offered maybe we could come out, take him up, bring him to lunch, or bring him to the Ham Fest. I know Dave Wright offered him a ride to Field Day, and sit him in a chair and, you know, just let him enjoy the experience. But he says that he really has to be good and follow doctor's orders and just lay low and whatever. But I mean, any one of us would do anything for him, you know. But he knows, you know, what he has to do and whatever. But he is in very good spirits. I did call him often actually when he was at rehab, and he always seemed to really appreciate those phone calls, you know. And, you know, it only takes a minute, you know.
One point in time on an ever-growing list of things to do, I did have, I wanted to verify his contact information, but I suppose it hasn't changed through the years, so I've got his phone number in my cell. So I'll give him a ring at some point in time this week. I'll be home for, through the Ham Fest, and got a concert Friday night, got one Saturday, like I said, and then headed over to Raymond's wife's sister's house for Father's Day. So we'll be around for a couple of weeks through Field Day, but then we take off again for a couple of weeks. So I know within this week's time frame, I should be able to give him a ring and just chat with him a little bit. Fill him in on GXHC things and other things that he would be interested in.
I'm sure he'll be very, very happy to hear from you, for sure. Okay, my friend, you take care. Have a good day. Have a good RDXA meeting there. We'll be, Norm and I will be doing the rag shoot out on here, enjoying that. And, it's all good. But I'll definitely see you on Saturday. I'll be hanging over with John there, BYP. So we'll be around. Charlie's going to pick me up Saturday morning around 8, and it's only about 5 minutes from here, so... Take care. We'll see you then, Chris. And all the best to Gail as well, of course. K2CS from WB2KAO. Have a good day.
Thanks for the chat. Obviously the meeting's tonight, so I've got to gather up some equipment to make sure that the Zoom people can get in. So, okay, my friend, I'm sure we'll chat and possibly even before Saturday. I know you got your thing coming up at 9:15. So, actually, did work K2OS in the contest over the weekend, so that was sort of nice to see. He had a monstrous FTA signal for about an hour late Sunday evening, so got to put him in the log. So, okay, my friend, you take care. Got a thousand things to do before, as you might have heard, going over to see John EYP at around noon. So, take care, my friend. K2CS.
I did not hear that. I was on the phone, but sounds great. We'll see you after WB2KAO. Bye-bye.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
And to IZX85. And to IZX85.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
Hey.